KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, a couple of Atlantic athletes signed letters of intent to play at the next level. Atlantic multi-sport athlete Chase Mullenix signed a letter of intent Thursday to join the Iowa State track team. Mullenix said the recruiting process started after his junior track season.
It was up in the air between football and track, and then I took some visits to UNI, Iowa, and Iowa State this fall, and in the end it came down to I think I'd have more success on the track, so it came down to that, and Iowa State is where I felt best at.
After settling on track, Mullenix said Iowa State stood out.
The coaches had a great plan in place for me, indoor and outdoor, indoor running the 6 and 8 up to the 1,000 possibly, and outdoor running some 4s and 8s. Mainly the 4 to work on that foot speed for the 8. They're known for a great middle distance program. They finished third in the Big 12 last year with just middle distance crew. So hopefully we can build the program outside more and then become Big 12 champs.
Mullenix helped Atlantic to a runner-up team finish in Class 3A last spring by winning 4 titles. He won the 800 meters and helped to win the 4x8, the 4x4, and the distance medley relays. After playing multiple sports in high school, Mullenix says he's excited to see how much he can improve by specializing.
Yep, I'm excited too, just to see what I can do with 4 years of training just on track and not training for 2 weeks and then getting into meets. So I'm excited to see what I can do.
Mullenix plans to major in kinesiology at ISU. Atlantic Cam wrestler Chase McLaren signed his national letter of intent Thursday to wrestle for Grandview University in Des Moines. Entering his senior season, McLaren has a chance to be a 4-time state qualifier after a 7th-place finish at 132 pounds last season. McLaren credits the Atlantic Cam program for making this opportunity possible.
Without the Atlantic program, this wouldn't have been possible. When I started off, not a very good wrestler, and Coach Duff and the Atlantic program and the community, made me into the wrestler and the person I am today, and I can't thank them enough.
McLaren describes how he'll fit into the Grandview program.
They told me that I'm a tall kid with a big frame, and they're not recruiting me for any certain weight, but I'd say I project myself probably 141 or 149, unless I gain a ton of weight or something like that. But I'm not too worried about the weight that I'm going to wrestle at the next level. It's more just getting better, and, I'll wrestle, what I weigh.
Grandview has won the last 7 NAIA national championships and had 10 All-Americans last season. McLaren wants to tap into that success.
Yeah, fantastic program. They've won 7 national titles in a row. So, clearly they know the secret to success, and I can't wait to find out that secret. They're just a great program with some really good drill partners, great coaching staff, and once again, I just can't wait to be a part of that.
McLaren considered playing baseball in college, but chose to wrestle at Grandview after fielding other offers. He'll study business and said that being in Des Moines was another plus for Grandview. Well, the AHSTW Vikings finished as the state runner-up in Class A after a 30-7 loss to Hudson in the championship game Thursday afternoon. The Vikings finished a stellar season at 12-1, while the Pirates are 13-0, winning in their second straight trip to the title game. Hudson scored in the opening possession of the game by trotting down the field with a 12-play, 75-yard drive capped off by an 8-yard touchdown run by Christian Series. The defenses stole the show for a good chunk of the first half before Hudson scored again with 1:05 left in the first half on a Jacob Murray 10-yard touchdown run. The Pirates were up 13-0 at halftime. The third quarter was owned by the Pirates as they capitalized on an early short field to add a 32-yard Austin Appleton field goal. After an interception on the Vikings' next possession, the Pirates scored again on a 20-yard touchdown run by Series to make it 23-0. Jacob Murray would add another touchdown run with 7:57 left to make it 30-0. The Vikings would get in the end zone to avoid a shutout with 3:57 left on a 6-yard touchdown run by quarterback Blake Osbar. The Vikings converted 2 fourth downs on that drive to get some points on the board. AHSTW head coach Davis Pattee says the Vikings fought hard.
They showed a lot of fight there at the end. Was proud of that. They didn't just go away. That's a really, really good team that we played, and they deserved to win today.
Hudson was led by star tailback Christian Series with 161 yards on 32 carries and 2 touchdowns. Jacob Murray was 10 of 16 passing for 116 yards for Hudson. Ethan Fulcher finished with 66 total offensive yards and led the way on defense with 7.5 tackles and 5 tackles for loss. And Pattee said Fulcher was a difficult task to handle.
Fulcher's a great player. I mean, both sides of the ball. He doesn't get enough credit for what he does on offense for that team. I mean, he's just a warrior, so he's a great player, and he's gonna wreck shop next year again. But, yeah, defensively, man, they just cut him loose, and then that's a wrinkle for them. I mean, he plays really fast and aggressive and had, you know, a million tackles coming in, but he was not just hammering the center every single play like he did today. That was kind of old-school football by them, and it obviously worked a lot of times. I mean, we got him to guess wrong a few times, but no, they won the majority of those battles.
AHSTW got 46 on the yards on the ground from Gabe Pauly on 10 carries. Osbar ran for 22 yards in that score. He was also 14 of 27 passing for 198 yards on the day. Pauly was the leading Viking tackler with 12 stops as well. And Pat T says, in reflecting on the season,
this game was not our perfect game, but you don't measure the season in one game. And I think their overall effort and execution and the strides they made, the progress they showed throughout the season, and the grittiness, the toughness to come back in a lot of those games when we were down late in the year, and to secure, yeah, undefeated district schedule or regular season schedule and to progress all the way to the state championship, I think they should be proud.
Two other state championship games yesterday saw New London beat Rockford 55-14 for the eight-player championship. And in the 3A final, it was Cedar Rapids Xavier 34-20 over Western Dubuque. Today, three more championship games to finish the season. The 1A championship game has West Sioux facing Dark New Hartford at 11 o'clock. Boyden Hall Rock Valley will play PCM for the 2A crown at 2 o'clock. And Dowling Catholic faces Cedar Falls in the 4A championship tonight at 7. In college football news, LSU and Les Miles have completed a $1.5 million lump sum settlement, and that relieves the university of paying its former football coach an additional $5 million through 2023. Miles was fired four games into the 2016 season, but he was due a buyout of around $12.9 million at the time. LSU was able to pay Miles' buyout in installments over about 8 years, but the settlement saves LSU money while also removing any disincentives for Miles to pursue another college coaching job immediately. The Seattle Seahawks were able to win a matchup of desperate NFL teams Thursday. Russell Wilson hit Ed Dixon for a 15-yard touchdown with 5:08 to send the Seahawks past the visiting Green Bay Packers 27-24 last night. Well, the preseason Iowa girls high school basketball rankings came out yesterday afternoon by the Girls High School Athletic Union. In Class 1A, Newell Fonda is rated number 1. Montezuma and West Hancock are 2 and 3. Cam checks in at number 6, while Exira EHK is at number 13. Class 2A sees Grundy Center on top. Trainer ranks 2nd, Central Decatur 3rd. Also, Panorama checks in at number 9. In the Class 3A poll, North Polk is number 1, Clear Lake is 2, Red Oak in at number 3, Shenandoah is rated 10th. In Class 4A, Marion, North Scott, and Mason City are the top 3. Lewis Central ranked 11th, and Denison in at number 14, while Southeast Polk heads the Class 5A opening poll of the year. Iowa raced out to an 8-0 lead at the outset and led the entire way in a 77-69 win over 13th-ranked Oregon in New York City last night. Here's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey.
The start was really important, and it's not easy to lead wire to wire, and we led wire to wire, and that makes me proud.
Jordan Bohannon had 16 points, and Ryan Creener was big off the bench with the 11.
You know, he's a fearless guy. He's got great low post moves. He can step out and make a three. He protects the rim. He's got long arms and block shots. He rebounds in traffic. But I think, you know, just a tough guy that has tremendous confidence in himself, and that's what I love about him.
Iowa plays UConn tonight in the championship game of that 2K Empire Classic. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. That's because they were winners 83-76 over 15th-ranked Syracuse last night. Also, a top 25 college hoops last night. Virginia Tech, a 73-64 winner over Ball State, and it was Purdue beating Appalachian State in this 92-70. Also in the top 25, Gonzaga, 94-71 over Texas A&M, and it was 21st-ranked TCU winning over Fresno State 77-69. Iowa State sophomore guard Lindell Wigginton is hoping for a December return to the lineup. Wigginton has missed the last two games with what's been called a strained foot. It began as a sore heel in practice.
Obviously, I was disappointed because I knew I wasn't going to be able to play. But, I mean, right now my teammates are stepping up. You know, they get a big role. You know, the freshmen get to play a big role. So, I mean, it's good for them.
Wigginton says he doesn't want to rush back and have that injury linger. He won't play when the Cyclones head to Hawaii. They'll open up the Maui Invitational Monday night against Arizona.
Just being a player, you really don't want to sit on the sideline and watch your teammates play. You want to play with them and try to help them. But and definitely going to Maui is gonna be tough because it's a lot of tough teams. I wish I could get the chance to play against them. And I just want to go up against the best competition every day. But I know my teammates, I know they'll be ready.
Cyclones are 3-0 as they head off to the island. And in baseball news, Milwaukee's Christian Yelich and Boston's Mookie Betts, a couple of 26-year-old outfielders, were named most valuable players for the National and American Leagues yesterday. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.